Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Israeli troops entered the largest hospital in Gaza today, targeting what they believe are Hamas operations at the site. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, hundreds of patients, medical staff, and displaced residents remain in the hospital.
IDF spokesperson Daniel Hagari said intelligence information indicated Hamas was operating out of a specific area at Al-Shifa Hospital. The IDF says it found weapons and other items during the raid. The IDF also says it will allow fuel shipments into the Gaza Strip to be used for humanitarian operations. The announcement came after the UN Refugee Agency in Gaza said Tuesday that its fuel supply had been exhausted. Israeli officials said UN fuel trucks would be allowed to refill at the Rafah crossing with Egypt. Health officials have said the fuel is needed to run incubators for premature babies and other life-saving medical equipment. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
President Biden and China's leader Xi Jinping are set to meet today in San Francisco on the sidelines of the APEC summit. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen set the stage for the bilateral gathering. Yellen says that finance ministers at APEC have already affirmed a shared interest in expanding production capacity and reducing inequality.
For the sake of the globe, we need to work together. We've agreed to do that with respect to economic growth, the impact of our economies on the entire global outlook, financial stability, regulatory issues, climate and debt problems in low-income countries.
Yellen is also calling for diversified supply chains, citing the bottlenecks that ensued during the COVID pandemic and again after Russia invaded Ukraine. She also says that the U.S. is overly dependent on China. In another example of tensions on Capitol Hill, former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy shoved a fellow Republican lawmaker who voted for his ouster. NPR's Claudia Grisales witnessed that exchange.
Former Speaker McCarthy was walking by Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett when Burchett suddenly lurched forward from the force of the push. Burchett said McCarthy had just elbowed him in the back, and he ran after the California representative to confront him.
You got no guts. You did so. They sat there, and the reporter said it right there. What kind of chicken move is that? You're pathetic, man. You are so pathetic.
Laughing at one moment, McCarthy denied shoving Burchett. Burchett said it was the first time he and McCarthy have communicated in any way since October, when Burchett voted for McCarthy to be removed as speaker. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. Asia-Pacific markets are also higher, up nearly 4% in Hong Kong. This is NPR. Some poverty experts are questioning whether the Biden administration is doing enough to stop states from purging millions of people from Medicaid. Advocates for Medicaid recipients cite problems with government forms, websites, and phone lines in several states, including Texas and Florida. They estimate that as many as 30 million Americans could lose Medicaid coverage over the next year. A new federal report on climate change spells out how shrinking water supplies will affect the West. As Alex Hager of member station KUNC reports, human-caused climate change is fundamentally altering the water cycle.
The West is looking at the prospect of a 24% reduction in the amount of annual snow by the year 2050, and people will have to adapt. Heidi Stelzer is a professor of environment at Fort Lewis College in Colorado.
If we don't have a lot of snow in any given winter or over a 5 or 10 year stretch, where and how can we shift to some of these behaviors that ensure everybody has enough, even if it's not as much as we used to have?
The report also highlights the impact of climate change on Native tribes. Along the Colorado River, indigenous people often experience the first and worst effects of the region's shrinking water supply. For NPR News, I'm Alex Hager in Fort Collins, Colorado.
A federal court has struck down a Pennsylvania township's ban on posting an altered U.S. flag on local government property, citing the First Amendment. The emblem in question has a thin blue line in the center in support of police in the Philadelphia suburb of Springfield. Township officials had argued that the police flag was creating discontent and distrust within the community. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.